McGuffey's first eclectic reader, revised edition, William Holmes McGuffey. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at threeords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of McGuffey's First Eclectic Reader, Revised Edition. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. Title: McGuffey's First Eclectic Reader, Revised Edition. Author: William Holmes McGuffey. Release date: June 29, 2005. Ebook 14,640. Most recently updated: October 28, 2024. Language: English. Other information and formats: www.gutenberg.org/ebook/14,640. Credits: produced by Don Kostuch. Asterisk: start of the project GUTMBRGEBOOKMCGUFFEY's First Eclectic Reader, Revised Edition. Asterisk: transcriber's notes: welcome to the schoolroom of 1900. The moral tone is plain. She is kind to the old blind man. The exercises are still suitable and perhaps more helpful than some contemporary alternatives. Much is left to the teacher. Explanations given in the text are enough to get started teaching a child to read and write. Counting in Roman numerals is included as a bonus in the form of lesson numbers. Each lesson begins with vocabulary words, followed by the description of a picture, if any, related to the lesson's reading exercise. The lesson then consists of printed text for reading and sometimes script, handwriting, for reading or copying. Don Kostuch. Eclectic Educational Series, McGuffey's Registered. First Eclectic Reader, Revised Edition. McGuffey Edition and Colophon are trademarks of John Wiley and Sons, Inc., New York, CHICHESTER, WINHEIM, Brisbane, Singapore, Toronto. Suggestions to teachers: this first reader may be used in teaching reading by any of the methods in common use, but it is especially adapted to the phonic method, the word method, or a combination of the two. I. Phonic method. First teach the elementary sounds and their representative, the letters marked with diacriticals as they occur in the lessons, then the formation of words by the combination of these sounds. For instance, teach the pupil to identify the characters a, o, n, d, g, r, and th in lesson I as the representatives of certain elementary sounds, then teach him to form the words at the head of the lesson, then other words as nag, on, and etc. Pursue a similar course in teaching the succeeding lessons. Having read a few lessons in this manner, begin to teach the names of the letters and the spelling of words and require the groups a man, the man, a pen, to be read as a good reader would pronounce single words. Roman 2. When one of the letters in the combinations O or OW is marked in the words at the head of the reading exercises, the other is silent. If neither is marked, the two letters represent a diphthong. All other unmarked vowels in the vocabularies when in combination are silent letters. In slate or blackboard work, the silent letters may be canceled. Roman 3. Word method. Teach the pupil to identify at sight the words placed at the head of the reading exercises and to read these exercises without hesitation. Having read a few lessons, begin to teach the names of the letters and the spelling of words. Roman 4. Word method and phonic method combined. Teach the pupil to identify words and read sentences as above. Having read a few lessons in this manner, begin to use the phonic method, combining it with the word method, by first teaching the words in each lesson as words, then the elementary sounds, the names of the letters, and spelling. V. Teach the pupil to use script letters in writing when teaching the names of the letters and the spelling of words. Copyright 1879 by Van Antwerp, Bragg & Co. Copyright 1896 by American Book Company. Copyright 1907 and 1920 by H.H. Vale. Ep 486. Preface. In presenting McGuffey's revised first reader to the public, attention is invited to the following features. 1. Words of only two or three letters are used in the first lessons. Longer and more difficult ones are gradually introduced as the pupil gains aptness in the mastery of words. 2. A proper gradation has been carefully preserved. All new words are placed at the head of each lesson to be learned before the lesson is read. Their number in the early lessons is very small, thus making the first steps easy. All words in these vocabularies are used in the text immediately following 3. Carefully engraved script exercises are introduced for a double purpose. These should be used to teach the reading of script and may also serve as copies in slate work. 4. The illustrations have been designed and engraved specially for the lessons in which they occur. Many of the engravings will serve admirably as the basis for oral lessons in language. 5. The type is large, strong, and distinct. The credit for this revision is almost wholly due to the friends of McGuffey's readers, eminent teachers and scholars who have contributed suggestions and criticisms gained from their daily work in the schoolroom. Cincinnati, June 1879. Roman III, the alphabet. ANNBBOOCCPP DDQQEERRFFSS GGTTHHUUIIVV JJWWKKXX LLYYMMZZ Illustration Script Alphabet ABCDEFG HIJKLMN OPQRSYUVWXYZ ABCDEFGHI JKLMNOPQ RSTUVWXYZ Script FIGURES 1234567890 Illustration, Dog McGuffey's First Reader. Lesson I Dog the Ran, A-O-N-D-G-R-T-H. Illustration, Running Dog. The dog ran, Lesson II. Cat Mat is on. C-T-I-M-S. Illustration, Cat the Cat. The mat is the cat on the mat, the cat is on the mat. Lesson II at his pen hand, A in his man, P-H-E. Illustration, Man with glasses writing at a desk. The man. A pen, the man has a pen, is the pen in his hand, it is in his hand. Lesson IV, hen fat rat box big run from can FBU illustration, hen watching a rat. A fat hen. A big rat, the fat hen is on the box, the rat ran from the box, can the hen run? Lesson V, rabbit hat catch C, ECHS illustration, girl chasing dog with hat in his mouth. See rab, see and see, rab has the hat. Can Ann catch rab lesson VI, she pat to now let me, SHOOL illustration, girl with dog. Anne can catch Rab, see, she has the hat, now Anne can pat Rab, let me pat Rab, too. Lesson VII, Ned eggs black left fed nest them get will, a black hen the nest. WCK, illustration, boy feeding a hen. Ned has fed the hen. She is a black hen, she has left the nest. See the eggs in the nest, will the hen let end get them, lesson VII. Heady Nat come with an O, illustration, three children, boy seated, boy standing with large top, hat followed by girl adjusting the hat. Let me get the black hat. Now End has it on his head, and he is a big man. Come Nat, see the big man with his black hat. Lesson IX. Review. Pat Ketch has left hat can. Black eggs Rab and Fed get. Ned is on the box. He has a pen in his hand. A big rat is in the box. Can the dog catch the rat? Come with me, Anne, and see the man with a black hat on his head. The fat hen has left the nest. Run Nat and get the eggs. Slate work. Illustration. Script exercise. The cat ran. Anne ran. The man has a hat. Lesson X, Nelson pan him, yes do you have, I to IYVO illustration, girl holding eggs. Do you see Nell? Yes, she has a pan with some eggs in it. Let me have the pan and the eggs, will you Nell? Has the black hen left the nest? I will now run to catch Rab. Will you run? To Lesson XI. O whip Ben up still sit if stand jip. OWHJ illustration, girl, boy, goat pulling cart. O Ben, let me get in, will you? Yes, if you will sit still. Stand still, Jip, and let him get in now, Ben. Hand me the whip. Get up, Jip. 1-2, lesson XII. Kitty nice, sweet sing, just hang. Cage then song, pet put not. KGCOYNGU, illustration. Girl sitting at window with bird cage. Kitty has a nice pet. It can sing a sweet song, she has just fed it. She will now put it in the cage and hang the cage up. Then the cat can not catch it. Lesson XII. Tom top kitties it back. Look good doll, think spot. THNU illustration, boy and dog, look at Tom and his dog. The dog has a black spot on his back. Do you think he is a good dog? Tom has a big top too. It is on the box with Kitty's doll, lesson XIV. Son we how pond stop for, go swim her as hot duck. EO illustration, man and girl standing by a pond. The sun is up. The man has fed the black hen and the fat duck. Now the duck will swim in the pond. The hen has run to her nest. Let us not stop at the pond now, for it is hot. See how still it is. We will go to see Tom and his top. Lesson XV. John Rock set jump fun must may under skip bank but touch oh John. The sun has just set. It is not hot now, let us run and jump. I think it is fun to run and skip and jump see the duck on the pond. Her nest is up on the bank under the rock. We must not touch the nest but we may look at it. Lesson XVI. Review. The sun has set and the pond is still. John and Ben, Tom and Nell stand on the bank and look at the duck. The dog with a black spot on his back is with Tom. See, Tom has his hat in his hand. He has left his big top on the box. Kitty's doll is on the rock. Nell has put her pet in the cage. It will sing a sweet song. The duck has her nest under the rock. It is not hot now. Let us run and skip and jump on the bank. Do you not think it is fun? Lesson XVII. Our ink moss this tub upset A, slate work. Illustration, script exercise, the pen and the ink are on the stand. Is this a good pen? The moss is on the rock. This duck can swim, Ben upset the tub. Lesson XVII, nut did shut shall lost fox. Men met step and toe hunt mud, slate work. Illustration, script exercise, will the dog hunt a fox? Ben lost his hat. Shall I shut the box? I met him on the step. Did you jump into the mud? I have a nut. I met the man. Lesson XIX, Kate old no grass deer likes. B drink milk cow outgives. A illustration, cow standing in pond. Oh Kate, the old cow is in the pond, see her drink? Will she not come out to get some grass? No John, she likes to be in the pond. See how still she stands, the dear old cow gives us sweet milk to drink. Lesson XX, ma'am ma large as paw paw arms ride. Far barn both prince trot your. Illustration, man and girl riding a horse. Papa, will you let me ride with you on prince? I will sit still in your arms, see mama, we are both on prince. How large he is, get up prince, you are not too fat to trot as far as the barn. Lesson XXI of that toss fall well fanny, ball wall was prit tie, prit done what a illustration, two girls standing in meadow play with a ball. Oh fanny, what a pretty ball, yes, can you catch it and toss it to me and see? I will not let it fall, that was well done. Now fanny, toss it to the top of the wall if you can. Lesson XXII. Head went call might flag near swam swing. Illustration, woman and two girls standing by gate and fence. Did you call us mama? I went with Tom to the pond. I had my doll and Tom had his flag. The fat duck swam to the bank and we fed her. Did you think we might fall into the pond? We did not go too near, did we, Tom? May we go to the swing now, mama? Lesson XXII. Here band, here horse play they. Pass where front fine hope comes. EE illustration. Two boys standing on porch as band passes in street. Here comes the band. Shall we call mama and Fanny to see it? Let us stand still and hear the men play as they pass. I hope they will stop here and play for us. See the large man in front of the band with his big hat. What is he in his hand? How fine he looks. Look, too, at the man on that fine horse. If the men do not stop, let us go with them and see where they go. Lesson XXIV. Best happy make cart tent woods. Little very bed Robert gone draw. Illustration. Boy and girl with goat cart in woods, tent in background. Bess and Robert are very happy. Papa and Mama have gone to the woods with them. Robert has a big tent and a flag, and Bess has a little bed for her doll. Jip is with them. Robert will make him draw Bess and her doll in the cart. Lesson XXV. James Mary maid sang my lay, sport spade lap dig doll's sand, said est, why? Illustration, boy talking to girl sitting on steps with a doll. Kate, will you play with me? Said James. We will dig in the sand with this little spade. That will be fine sport. Not now, James, said Kate, for I must make my doll's bed. Get Mary to play with you. James went to get Mary to play with him. Then Kate made the doll's bed. She sang a song to her doll, and the doll lay very still in her lap. Did the doll hear Kate sing? Lesson XXVI. Its shade brook picks all by help stones glad soft. Illustration, two girls and boy in the woods. Kate has left her doll in its little bed and has gone to play with Mary and James. They are all in the shade now by the brook. James digs in the soft sand with his spade, and Mary picks up little stones and puts them in her lap. James and Mary are glad to see Kate. She will help them pick up stones and dig by the little brook. 1-3, lesson XXVII, review. What shall we do? Said Fanny to John. I do not like to sit still. Shall we hunt for eggs in the barn? No, said John. I like to play on the grass. Will not Papa let us catch Prince and go to the big woods? We can put the tent in the cart and go to some nice spot where the grass is soft and sweet. That will be fine, said Fanny. I will get my doll and give her a ride with us. Yes, said John, and we will get Mama to go too. She will hang up a swing for us in the shade. Lesson XXVII. People take sleep tuck safe. Oh, wet feet chick can't feels wing. Illustration, girl kneeling by small chicken coop. Peep, peep, where have you gone, little chick? Are you lost? Can't you get back to the hen? Oh, here you are, I will take you back. Here, hen, take this little chick under your wing. Now, chick, tuck your little wet feet under you and go to sleep for a while. Peep, peep, how safe the little chick feels now. Lesson XXIX. Wind time their fence kite high. Eyes bright flies why day shines. Illustration, boys playing with kite. A dog stand by the boys. This is a fine day. The sun shines bright. There is a good wind and my kite flies high. I can just see it. The sun shines in my eyes. I will stand in the shade of this high fence. Why, here comes my dog. He was under the cart. Did you see him there? What a good time we have had. Are you not glad that we did not go to the woods with John? Slate work. Illustration, script exercise. The pond is still. How it shines in the hot sun. Let Us go into the woods where we can sit in the shade. Lesson XXX. Wish float tie no, rope boat try shore. Give pole don't push, drag won't or funny illustration. Two girls standing by fence, one is pulling a small wooden tub with a rope along the path. Kate, I wish we had a boat to put the dolls in, don't you? I know what we can do. We can get the little tub and tie a rope to it and drag it to the pond. This will float with the dolls in it and we can get a pole to push it from the shore. What a funny boat, Kate, a tub for a boat and a pole for an oar. Won't it upset? We can try it, Nell, and see. Well, you get the tub and I will get a pole and a rope. We will put both dolls in the tub and give them a ride. Slate work. Illustration. Script exercise. The dolls had a nice ride to the pond. A soft wind made the tub float out. Nell let the pole fall on the tub and upset it. Lesson XXXI. Bound rose called got drowned found brave. Came ponto jumped mouth around brought water. Illustration. Two girls standing by pond. One girl is using a pole to push a small wooden tub containing dolls. Here ponto, here ponto. Kate called to her dog. Come and get the dolls out of the pond. Rose went under, but she did not drown. Bess was still on the top of the water. Ponto came with a bound and jumped into the pond. He swam around and got Bess in his mouth and brought her to the shore. Ponto then found Rose and brought her out too. Kate said, good old Ponto, brave old dog. What do you think of Ponto? Lesson XXXII. June Lussie's air kind trees singing blue. When Pure says sky picnic UA. Illustration. Woman and girl sitting under a tree. What a bright June day. The air is pure. The sky is as blue as it can be. Lucy and her mama are in the woods. They have found a nice spot where there is some grass. They sit in the shade of the trees and Lucy is singing. The trees are not large, but they make a good shade. Lucy's kind mama says that they will have a picnic when her papa can get a tent. Lesson XXXII. Review. James and Robert have gone into the shade of a high wall to play ball. Mary and Lucy have come up from the pond nearby, with brave old Ponto, to see them play. When they toss the ball up in the air and try to catch it, Ponto runs to get it in his mouth. Now the ball is lost. They all look for it under the trees and in the grass, but they cannot see it. Where can it be? See? Ponto has found it. Here he comes with it. He will lay it at little Lucy's feet or put it in her hand. Lesson XXXIV. Boy are spoil her raw own coil. Noise forth such join thank about. Hoist pay July playing oi. Illustration. Five boys carrying a large American flag. Man in background is smoking a pipe. Papa, may we have the big flag? Said James. What can my little boy do with such a big flag? Hoist it on our tent, Papa. We are playing 4th of July. Is that what all this noise is about? Why not hoist your own flags? Oh, they are too little. You might spoil my flag. Then we will all join to pay for it, but we will not spoil it, Papa. Take it then and take the coil of rope with it. Oh, thank you. Hurrah for the flag, boys. Lesson XXXV. Finished bonnet lesson saved white away. Ivan work scamper reedy garden. Illustration. White kitten lapping milk from a bowl. The white kit. Illustration. Script exercise. Kitty, my pretty white kitty. Why do you scamper away? I've finished my work and my lesson, and now I am ready for play. Come, kitty, my own little kitty. I've saved you some milk, come and see. Now drink while I put on my bonnet and play in the garden with me. Lesson XXXVI. Care always line Frank. Row bin bin keeps home. Illustration. Boy untying a white boat from post and pond. Frank has a pretty boat. It is white with a black line near the water. He keeps it in the pond near his home. He always takes good care of it. Frank has been at work in the garden and will now row a while. Lesson XXXVII. Much one yet hungry. Seen Grandma Cornwood O. Illustration. Two children on porch. Girl is holding a bowl. Boy is seated on the step holding a model sailboat. What is that? Said Lucy as she came out on the steps. Oh, it is a little boat. What a pretty one it is. I will give it to you when it is finished, said John kindly. Would you like to have it? Yes, very much, thank you, John. Has Grandma seen it? Not yet, we will take it to her by and by. What have you in your pan, Lucy? Some corn for my hens, John. They must be very hungry by this time. Lesson XXXVII. Market bread basket bought meat. Tea trying tell which. Illustration. Woman and boy walking on path next to fence. Woman is carrying a basket. James has been to market with his mama. She has bought some bread, some meat, and some tea, which are in the basket on her arm. James is trying to tell his mama what he has seen in the market. Lesson XXXIX. Read so wears please could hair. Fast love easy gray chair who glass. Illustration. Girl standing by old woman in rocking chair. See my dear old grandma in her easy chair. How gray her hair is, she. Wears glasses when she reads. She is always kind and takes such good care of me that I like to do what she tells me. When she says, Robert, will you get me a drink? I run as fast as I can to get it for her. Then she says, "Thank you, my boy. Would you not love a dear, good grandma who is so kind? And would you not do all yon could to please her lesson excel? Does wonder mother author be honey list and flower?" Illustration: girl standing next to woman seated on porch. "Come here, Lucy, and listen, what is in this flower?" "Oh, mother, it is a bee. I wonder how it came to be shut up in the flower." "It went into the flower for some honey, and it may be it went to sleep, then the flower shut it in." "The bee likes honey as well as we do, but it does not like to be shut up in the flower. Shall we let it out, Lucy?" "Yes, then it can go to other flowers and get honey." Lesson XLI, best hitched there should or ridding. Live holds hay driving tight early. Illustration, one boy riding a horse and another boy riding a cart, pulled by a horse. Here come Frank and James White. Do you know where they live? Frank is riding a horse and James is driving one hitched to a cart. They are out very early in the day. How happy they are, see how well Frank rides and how tight James holds the lines. The boys should be kind to their horses. It is not best to whip them. When they have done riding, they will give the horses some hay or corn. Slate work. Illustration, script exercise, some horses can trot very fast. Would you like to ride fast? One day I saw a dog hitched up a little cart. The cart had some corn in it. Lesson XLII, looking thought picking herd chirp were told birds, search dearly young girl loved children besides. Illustration, girl picking flowers. A little girl went in search of flowers for her mother. It was early in the day and the grass was wet. Sweet little birds were singing all around her. And what do you think she found besides flowers? A nest with young birds in it. While she was looking at them, she heard the mother bird chirp as if she said, "Do not touch my children, little girl, for I love them dearly." The little girl now thought how dearly her own mother loved her, so she left the birds. Then picking some flowers, she went home and told her mother what she had seen and heard. Lesson XLII. 8 ask after town passed a ticket. Right half two train ding lightning. Illustration, boy and girl sitting in wicker clothes basket, woman sitting in chair. "Mama, will you go to town? What do you ask for a ticket on your train?" "Oh, we will give you a ticket, Mama. About what time will you get back?" "At 8:30. "Ah, that is after bedtime. Is this the fast train?" "Yes, this is the lightning train." "Oh, that is too fast for me. What shall we get for you in town, Mama?" "A big basket with two good little children in it." "All right, time is up. Ding, ding." Lesson XLIV, school Evan, 3-room small. Book teacher noon rude reading poor illustration, several children in woods. 3 are holding books, others are playing with a ball. It is noon and the school is out. Do you see the children at play? Some run and jump, some play ball, and 3 little girls play school under a tree. What a big room for such a small school. Mary is the teacher. They all have books in their hands and Fanny is reading. They are all good girls and would not be rude even in playing school. Kate and Mary listen to Fanny as she reads from her book. What do you think she is reading about? I will tell you. It is about a poor little boy who was lost in the woods. When Fanny has finished, the 3 girls will go home. In a little while, too, the boys will give up their playing. Lesson XLV, a plemutese cracker down new silly asleep. Wants calls new friends up on flu pole Polly. Illustration, girl sitting at dinner table. Parrot is on a perch in the foreground. Lucy has a new pet. Do you know what kind of bird it is? Lucy calls her. Polly, Polly can say, poor pole, poor pole. Polly wants a cracker, and she can mew like a cat, but Polly and the cat are not good friends. One day Polly flew down and lit upon the cat's back when she was asleep. I think she knew the cat would not like that, and she did it to tease her. When Lucy pets the cat, Polly flies up into the old apple tree and will not come when she calls her. Then Lucy says, what a silly bird. Lesson XLVI, review. Well, children, did you have a nice time in the woods? Oh yes, mother, such a good time. See what sweet flowers we found and what soft moss. The best flowers are for grandma, won't they please her? Yes, and it will please grandma to know that you thought of her. Illustration, dog sitting by picnic basket in woods. 2 dolls are lying next to the basket. Rab was such a good dog, mother. We left him under the big tree by the brook to take care of the dolls and the basket. When we came back, they were all safe. No one could get them while Rab was there. We gave him some of the crackers from the basket. Oh, mother, how the birds did sing in the woods. Fanny said she would like to be a bird and have a nest in a tree, but I think she would want to come home to sleep. If she were a bird, her nest would be her home. But what would mother do, I wonder, without her little Fanny? Lesson XLVII, beach shells these seat waves going, ever see watch evening lazy side. Illustration, horses pulling family in wagon. These boys and girls live near the sea. They have been to the beach. It is now evening and they are going home. John, who sits on the front seat, found some pretty shells. They are in the basket by his side. Ben White is driving. He holds the lines in one hand and his whip in the other. Robert has his hat in his hand and is looking at the horses, he thinks. They are very lazy. They do not trot fast. The children are not far from home. In a little while the sun will set, and it will be bedtime. Have you ever been at the seaside? Is it not good sport to watch the big waves and to play on the wet sand? Lesson XLVII, log quiet proud pulled fish stump river father. Illustration, father and son fishing from under a tree. One evening Frank's father said to him, Frank, would you like to go with me to catch some fish? Yes, may I go, and with you, father? Yes, Frank, with me. Oh, how glad I am. Here they are on the bank of a river. Frank has just pulled a fine fish out of the water. How proud he feels. See what a nice, quiet spot they have found. Frank has the stump of a big tree for his seat, and his father sits on a log nearby. They like the sport. Lesson XLIX. Rain outside often pitcher say window, sound patter drop sometimes only music, slate work, illustration, script exercise, I wish mama you would, tell me where the rain comes from, does it come from the sky? And when the little drops pitter patter on the window, do you think they are playing with me? I cannot work or read for I love to listen to them. I often think their sound is pretty music, but the rain keeps children at home, and sometimes I do not like that then, the little raindrops only say, pit, pitter, patter, pat while we play on the outside. Why can't you play on that? Lesson L. Sled throw winter hurt ice cover Henry next. Skate ground Murray snow sister laughing, laughing pair. Illustration. Children skating and playing in the snow. I like winter when snow and ice cover the ground. What fun it is to throw snowballs and to skate on the ice, see the boys and girls. How merry they are. Henry has his sled and draws his little sister. There they go. I think Henry is kind, for his sister is too small to skate. Look. Did you see that boy fall down? But I see he is not hurt, for he is laughing. Some other boys have just come to join in the sport. See them put on their skates. Henry says that he hopes his father will get a pair of skates for his sister next winter. Lesson LI. Pa po light means isn't speaks or shake fido. Tricks teach dinner L Lin Bo Wow. Illustration. Girl and boy playing with dog. Dog on hind legs, seated on chair with hat on head. Ellen, do look at Fido. He sits up in a chair with my hat on. He looks like a little boy, but it is only Fido. Now see him shake hands. Give me your paw, Fido. How do you do, sir? Will. Take dinner with us. Fido, speak. Fido says boa, which means, thank you, I will. Isn't Fido a good dog, Ellen? He is always so polite. When school is out, I will try to teach him some other tricks. Lesson LII, puss shed pain way stole saw hit eat, hat de suffer sorry something caught tried narrow. Illustration, cat sitting on box. Oh, Hattie, I just saw a large rat in the shed, and old Nero tried to catch it. Did he catch it, Frank? No, Nero did not, but the old cat did. Cat? No, it was the other one. Do tell me how she got it, Frank. Did she run after it? No, that was not the way. Puss was hid on a big box. The rat stole out, and she jumped at it and caught it. Poor rat, it must have been very hungry. It came out to get something to eat. Why, Hattie, you are not sorry Puss got the rat, are you? No, I cannot say I am sorry she got it, but I do not like to see even a rat suffer pain. Lesson LII. Roll build grandpa hard foam ships. House long sail break wooden blow. Illustration. Two girls play in sand. Man with cane and top hat is seated on beach. Mary and Lucy have come down to the beach with their grandpa. They live in a town near the sea. Their grandpa likes to sit on the large rock and watch the big ships as they sail far away on the blue sea. Sometimes he sits there all day long. The little girls like to dig in the sand and pick up pretty shells. They watch the waves as they roll up on the beach and break into white foam. They sometimes make little houses of sand and build walls around them, and they dig wells with their small wooden spades. They have been picking up shells for their little sister. She is too young to come to the beach. I think all children like to play by the seaside when the sun is bright and the wind does not blow too hard. Lesson LIV. Asked want four Willy's night rabbits. Lad carried sense telling 50 master. Illustration. Two boys playing with rabbits. One day, Willie's father saw a boy at the market with four little white rabbits in a basket. He thought these would be nice pets for Willie, so he asked the lad how much he wanted for his rabbits. The boy said, only 50 cents, sir. Willie's father bought them and carried them home. Here you see the rabbits and their little master. He has a pen for them and always shuts them in it at night to keep them safe. He gives them bread and grass to eat. They like grass and will take it from his hand. He has called in a little friend to see them. Willie is telling him about their funny ways, slate work, illustration, script exercise. Some rabbits are as white as snow, some are black, and others have white and black spots. What soft, kind eyes they have. Lesson LV, bush cunning place show find brocken. Ver bring again a gen fast and foz and illustration, boy and girl looking over a fence in woods. Come here, Rose, look down into this bush. Oh, Willie, a bird's nest. What cunning little eggs. May we take it and show it to Mother? What would the old bird do, Rose, if she should come back and not find her nest? Oh, we would bring it right back, Willie. Yes, but we could not fasten it in its place again. If the wind should blow it over, the eggs would get broken. Lesson LVI, strong round dry bill worked. Sends claws flit god spring. How does the bird make the nest so strong, Willie? The mother bird has her bill and her claws to work with, but she would not know how to make the nest if God did not teach her. Do you see what it is made of? Yes, Willie, I see some horse hairs and some dry grass. The old bird must have worked hard to find all the hairs and make them into such a pretty, round nest. Shall we take the nest, Rose? Oh no, Willie, we must not take it, but we will come and look at it again sometime. Slate work, illustration, script exercise, God made the little birds to sing. And flit from tree to tree, tease he who sends them in the spring, to sing for you and me. Lesson LVII, feathers ago, fly worm crumb feeding. Ugly off feed brown guess things, illustration, boy and girl examining bird's nest. Willie, when I was feeding the birds just now, a little brown bird flew away with a crumb in its bill. Where did it go, Rose? I don't know, away off somewhere. I can guess where, Rose. Don't you know the nest we saw some days ago? What do you think is in it now? Oh, Willie, I know, some little brown birds. Let us go and see them. All right, but we must not go too near. There, I just saw the old bird fly out of the bush. Stand here, Rose, can you see? Why, Willie, what ugly little things, what big mouths they have and no feathers. Keep still, Rose. Here comes the old bird with a worm in her bill. How hard she must work to feed them all. Lesson LVII. Falling counts woes nigh begun griefs. Stars tear mourning Lord each joys. Illustration. Script exercise when the stars at set of sun. Watch you from on high when the morning has begun. Think the Lord is nigh all you do and all you say. He can see and hear when you work and when you play. Think the Lord is near. All your joys and griefs he knows, counts each falling tear. When to him you tell your woes, know the Lord is near. Lesson LIX. Whistle, whistle, pocket, willow, note filled, dead sick. Walk, every blue lane lame tacking cane took. Illustration, girl holding doll and boy with cane standing in woods. One day, when Mary was taking a walk down the lane, trying to sing her doll to sleep, she met Frank with his basket and cane. Frank was a poor little lame boy. His father and mother were dead. His dear old grandma took care of him and tried to make him happy. Every day, Mary's mother filled Frank's basket with bread and meat and a little tea for his grandma. How do you do, Frank? Said Mary. Make a noise, my doll is going to sleep. It is just a little sick today. Well then, let us whistle it to sleep. And Frank, taking a willow whistle out of his pocket, blew a long note. Oh, how sweet, cried Mary. Do let me try. Lesson LX. Turned face cried low almost soon more cry once ones because. Illustration. Boy and girl sitting on log. Yes, Mary, I will give it to you because you are so good to my grandma. Oh, thank you very much. Mary blew and blew a long time. I can't make it whistle, said she, almost ready to cry. Sometimes they will whistle and sometimes they won't, said Frank. Try again, Mary. She tried once more and the whistle made a low, sweet sound. It whistles, she cried. In her joy, she had turned the doll's face down and its eyes shut tight as if it had gone to sleep. There, cried Frank, I told you the way to put a doll to sleep is to whistle to it. So it is, said Mary. Dear little thing, it must be put in its bed, now. So they went into the house. Frank's basket was soon filled, and he went home happy. Lesson LXI, stood himself, flapping first 12, flapped walked flap obey better. Chippy food stone before chickens kept illustration, hen and chicks. There was once a big white hen that had 12 little chickens. They were very small and the old hen took good care of them. She found food for them in the daytime and at night kept them under her wings. One day, this old hen took her chickens down to a small brook. She thought the air from the water would do them good. When they got to the brook, they walked on the bank a little while. It was very pretty on the other side of the brook and the old hen thought she would take her children over there. There was a large stone in the brook. She thought it would be easy for them to jump to that stone and from it to the other side. So she jumped to the stone and told the children to come after her. For the first time, she found that they would not obey her. She flapped her wings and cried, come here, all of you, jump upon this stone as I did. We can then jump to the other side. Come now. Oh, mother, we can't, we can't, we can't, said all the little chickens. Yes, you can if you try, said the old hen. Just flap your wings as I did and you can jump over. I am flapping my wings, said Chippy, who stood by himself, but I can't jump any better than I could before. Lesson LXII, chirped never indeed slowly rally brood, began didn't use door bite piece, illustration, hen with chicks. I never saw such children, said the old hen. You don't try at all. We can't jump so far, Mother. Indeed we can't, chirped the little chickens. Well, said the old hen, I must give it up. So she jumped back to the bank and walked slowly home with her brood. I think Mother asked too much of us, said one little chicken to the others. Well, I tried, said Chippy. We didn't, said the others. It was of no use to try. When they got home, the old hen began to look about for something to eat. She soon found, near the back door, a piece of bread. So she called the chickens, and they all ran up to her, each one trying to get a bite at the piece of bread. No, no, said the old hen. This bread is for Chippy. He is the only one of my children that really tried to jump to the stone. Lesson LXII, last slates, right waist neat taken. Clean learn reader parent second, illustration, teacher with four students in classroom. We have come to the last lesson in this book. We have finished the first. Reader, you can now read all the lessons in it and can write them on your slates. Have you taken good care of your book? Children should always keep their books neat and clean. Are you not glad to be ready for a new book your parents are very kind to send you to school? If you're good and if you try to learn, your teacher will love you and you will please your parents. Be kind to all and do not waste your time in school. When you go home, you may ask your parents to get you a second reader. Phonic chart, long vocals, sound as in, a eight e er, a care I ice, a arm o ode, a last you use, a all you burn, e evu fool short vocals, a am o odd, e end you up, I anu look, diphthongs, oi oil o out. Boy ow now aspirates, f fifty t tat, hmsh shek kite ch chat, p pipe th thick, s same why sub vocals, sound as in, b bib v valve, d did th this, g gig z zin. J jug z azure, n 9 r rare, m mame w we, and g hang y yet, l lull substitutes, sub for as in, a o what y I myth, e other c k can, e a faint c a sight, I e police c h s h shays, I e sir c h k chaos, o u sun g j gem, o u to n and g ink, o u wolf s z as, o a fork s h shore, o u work x j z exact, u u full g h f laugh, u u rude p h f flocks, y I fly k peak, k w quit. End of the project. GUTMBRGEBOOK, MCGUFFEYS first eclectic reader, revised edition asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one. The old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright. Law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules set forth in the general terms of use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project. Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTMBRGTM concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start full license. The full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1a. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property trademark copyright agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8, 1B. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. See, paragraph 1c below, there are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg. Electronic works. See paragraph 1e below 1c. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1d. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1e. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg. 1e1. The following sentence, with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license, must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online. www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1e2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1e1 through 1e7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1e8 or 1e9. 1e3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1e1 through 1e7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1e4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1e5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1e1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the Project Gutenberg license. 1e6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary, or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website. www.gutenberg.org. You must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense, to the user provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9, 1E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in section 3 below, 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty disclaimer of damages, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, and any other party distributing a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract, except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive, or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you received the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you receive the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing, without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1. F. 4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth. In paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you, as is, with no other WRNTAS of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to WRNTAS of MERC Chanti BLITY or fitness for any purpose. 1. F. 5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages, if any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1. F. 6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone, providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work, b. alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work, and c. any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation Information page at www.gutenberg.org, Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN or federal tax identification number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax-deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair, NJ 7042, USA, +1-862-621-9288. Email contact links and up-to-date contact information can be found at the foundation's website and official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance to send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state. Visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the project. Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper. Addition, most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.